Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
I'm Howard Felsen, director of jpostradio.com. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what's the parsha this week?
This week's parsha is Matot. In the usual year, Matot and Maaseh usually go together. Two very long parshas. But this year, because of the leap year, they're separated. And Matot is read individually. Matot is a parsha that describes for us the value of a person's word, of how words are important. It teaches us the laws of vows, of nedarim, of obligations that people take upon themselves. Now, there's an entire tractate in the Talmud devoted to nedarim, to the laws regarding vows. But over and above the halachic and particularly legalistic aspects of taking a vow, there's a general moral lesson here, and that general moral lesson has to do with the value of a person's word. Everything that comes out of the person's mouth that he commits himself to do, he should do. Therefore, Jews many times would always phrase whatever they said, they would say, B'li neder, without making a vow, meaning I don't commit myself to it. Because we are, after all, human. Circumstances change. I know that from my experiences that people pledged large sums of money when they had it, and it didn't seem to pose a problem. And then when it came to pay the pledge, and the situation had changed, many times the money was no longer there. And that's an understandable thing. No one can hold anybody to it, but it's a sad thing because that was your word. Part of the reason is that people build upon your word. I'll help you. I'll do something for you. I pledge to give you this amount of money. Then if the person's not able to do it, so then he's not the only one disappointed. And the other person is also disappointed. The Pontifical Rav, the great Rabbi Yosef Kahneman, said that if a person tells you, I'll do my best, he says that's worthless. And if a person says, I'll really do my best, that's double worthless. Meaning that you oftentimes make commitments in the best of intentions, and then one is unable to deal with it because circumstances change. In fact, that was the main way that the rabbis saw how to free people from the obligation of a neder, of a vow. He would come before the court, and he would say, I made this and this vow. And the judge would ask him, would you have made the vow had you known, for instance, that the market was going to go down 20%? And he says, no, I never would have made such a vow knowing that. So that's called a Pesach. That's an opening already. And we can say, well, he made the vow under certain circumstances, but now that the circumstances are different, we can free him from the legal obligation of the vow. But the moral obligation is a different matter. Our words, so to speak, hover in the ether. They're always there. And therefore, the rabbis also commented on the famous verse in Tanakh, Hachayim v'amovet b'yad ha'loshon, that life and death itself many times hangs upon the speech of a person, upon what a person says. So this parsha of Matos emphasizes for us the importance of being careful in our speech, in having the best of intentions, but realizing that sometimes life changes, always life changes, and therefore not to hastily commit and make vows. The Shlomo HaMelech said that those that vow and pay do a great thing, but better than they are those who do not vow at all. And that seemed to be the opinion of the rabbis, too, in almost all cases. There are exceptions, but in almost all cases, that vows should be avoided, and that the words of the rabbis, Amor ma'at vaseh harbeh, speak few words, but do a lot. So if you want to commit yourself mentally, but if you can keep your tongue behind your teeth, you won't run into trouble in this world.
Thank you, Rabbi Beryl Wine, on Parshat Matot.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wine talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.